With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Winston Churchill once said that it is the power of people that make everything possible. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. This week, it's all about planning, and this week we will be joined by guests Chris Everett, Joel White, Paul Avram, along with the new Playmakers Spotlight, and I'll be sharing some tips on business development. Our first guest is Chris Everett, and many of our listeners are familiar with Chris because she is the founder of Everett Wealth Solutions. You can always get in touch with Chris at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. 7777. They're a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. And it's a privilege to once again have Chris Everett on the Get Down to Business radio show. Chris, welcome to the program.
Oh, greetings, Shalom. It's so nice to talk to you again.
Well, you know, it's fantastic. The weather's nice now, but just a few moments ago, it was a little scary, wasn't it?
A little windy.
A little windy, it was. So, Chris, it's great to have you back on. You always have so many exciting things happening in your life, but most importantly, you're helping families, you're helping college students, you're helping people plan for their future. Tell us some of your latest success stories and what you're working on.
Well, personally, I think before we even go there, and I do have a story for you today, I think one of the best ways to prepare financially is to start by learning how to stop leaking money. So when you think about wealth leaks, they come in all shapes and sizes, and for various reasons and at all ages. So for example, let's say you are 20, 30-something, and maybe you have one of those all-American latte habits. Right, you know.
You picked on me, didn't you?
You gotta have that daily latte, right? So listen, a $5 indulgence over a 40-year period of time is a wealth leak of about $265,000.
But Chris, each and every time it's only a few dollars. Does it really add up?
Uh-huh. Yes, it does, sir. And if you do that a couple of times a day, imagine that you're blowing over $500,000.
Wow, that's it's incredible how the little things add up. And you're right. You picked on me with the latte thing. Although I'm only a Starbucks guy. I know some of our listeners might be Dunkin', but please don't share that with me.
Yeah, but you know, that's only lattes. And we really don't stop and think about it. But so many retirees, when they get out to that launching point where they're ready to launch for retirement, they look back and they say, wait a minute, where's all my money, right? You work hard all your life. But wealth leaks come in so many shapes and sizes. So, for example, take the way you structure your paycheck, and I don't care whether you're 25 or 45 or even closer to retirement. I highly recommend that you ask a fiduciary advisor to help you design your paycheck so that you can maximize your benefits and long-term retirement savings potential.
Chris, we've talked about this in the past, but I think it's been a while. What is a fiduciary?
Well, a fiduciary is someone who is absolutely unbiased, and they do only what's in your very best interest. You pay them a fee, and they represent you, just like you would hire a CPA or an attorney. You hire a fiduciary advisor.
So that fiduciary advisor is probably somebody that will be joining you for those lattes, right?
Well, no.
No, probably not. Probably somebody that's out looking for your best interest. So that's
exactly.
Well, you're right about wealth leaks. I think it's something that that many of our listeners, young and old, probably take for granted, and they don't pay attention to those little things. So when you sit down with a client, how do you figure out what a wealth leak is? Because I imagine that it looks different for each and every single person.
It really does. So you asked for a story, so here's one on that very topic. I was advising a single woman who just turned 60, and she was looking for financial planning advice as well as an independent second opinion from a fiduciary on her investments. So it wasn't a given that she was going to ask me to manage her investments. So she told me that she had actually been with her current advisor for so many years, that he was this great guy, but he never really looked at everything. He worked for one of those very large broker-dealer firms, and I'm sure all of your listeners would recognize the name. So what we did just what she asked. She said, Chris, look at everything that has a dollar sign connected to it. And we also did a deep dive on all aspects of her portfolio. She was unhappy with the amount of risk that she had. But you know what? She really didn't even know the amount of risk that she had. We showed her that risk, and she said, you know what? That does make me uncomfortable. I'm going to go talk to my current advisor about that, because she saw me only as her planner person. I said, that's great. But I said, hold on a second. Let me show you what you're paying. When she saw that she was paying over $12,500 per year to an advisor to manage that portfolio, she was actually kind of shocked. You see, over the many years that he was advising her, he had actually received over $100,000 in fees.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that's a wealth leak.
It's actually worse than that. I mean, because he was managing her mom and dad's portfolio. So this guy was getting, you know, maybe $250,000 over the relationship.
Wow.
So she said, you know what? He's a nice guy. I really like him. But I didn't intend to name him as a beneficiary. So Everett Wealth Solutions earned a new client that day, and needless to say, we reduced her fees, but it was dramatic. I mean, we reduced her fee by over 400% per year.
Wow. So, Chris, I have to ask you, in the news over the past week or two, there's been a lot of talk about Social Security and the future of Social Security. When you talk to clients and potential clients, and you're helping them plan as a fiduciary, do you recommend that people factor in that they will be getting 100%, 75%, 50%, or even less when planning for their future of their Social Security benefits that they've paid into the system?
That is a brilliant question. And so obviously it's going to also depend on how old they are, but the closer they are to retirement, the more we can count on that. But I do factor in that whether it's 20, 33, 34, 20, 40, according to the new report, I factor in that they're going to get probably about a 25% reduction in their benefit per month.
Wow.
That is shocking, especially when you're really close to retirement. But if you plan appropriately, if you stop the wealth leaks, if you really look at all of your potential, you can overcome that reduction. Great question.
Well, that's a scary thought, but it is encouraging to know that there's a professional on the other side at Everett Wealth Solutions that can help our listeners, follow the news and plan so people don't get that shock when they're actually ready to retire. Let me ask you another question, Chris. The question is asked so frequently: when is the best time to retire? Is there a one size fits all solution? And how do you help your clients figure out the answer?
Perfect. It absolutely depends on the lifestyle that they want to live in. So I'm working with a gentleman right now. He has about $2.5 million, no pension, and he's looking at several times over the next year or two when he can actually retire. And it's all driven by the lifestyle that they want. So truly, it really is such a personal decision. However, if you reduce the risks in your portfolio, if you reduce the costs and the unnecessary wealth leaks, and you really stand back and see what's possible, often people can retire so much earlier than they think. And that's exciting news.
Chris, it sounds like you have so much fun guiding and helping people along in the journey. So I don't think you ever need to retire, because I think that you're sort of in retirement right now, just having a blast.
It's pretty funny. My daughter recently joined me at my firm, and she has a lot of experience in this area. And so now I have a wonderful succession plan in place. But even so, I think that I could do what I do for a long time, because I do love it so much.
I can tell. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and meeting your daughter in a few weeks. Very exciting. It's great that you have a good partner in your business, and you're really helping. It will enable you to help even more families and even more individuals. So good luck, and thanks for all the helpful advice. As always, But most importantly, Chris, I'm sure our listeners will have questions. I think we brought up some really important topic, wealth leaks. We talked about how those lattes add up. We talked about Social Security. We talked about planning for retirement. Lots of important topics that require more lengthy discussion. So, Chris, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, I want to also offer that we're offering 6 months no advisory fee on managing your investments. And we have some very cost-effective platforms. So if any of your listeners are interested and they mention your name, call 708-771-7777. Let my staff know that you heard me on Get Down to Business, and we will make this amazing offer to you.
That is a fantastic offer. Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions has a great offer for listeners of Get Down to Business. Call 708-771-7777. Chris, as always, many thanks. Coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage Chair Dick Smith. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Over in Indiana, 94 westbound between 421 and State Road 49 is pretty heavy. Eastbound lanes slow down between State Road 149 and State Road 49. On the Indiana Toll Road, eastbound is slow between Calumet and US 20. And 8094 westbound is heavy between I-65 and Kennedy Avenue. On the Stevenson, heading outbound between the Dan Ryan and Pulaski, it's heavy. Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 16 to the Tri-State 30. Out to 355 is 40 minutes. Dan Ryan inbound is heavy between the Stevenson and the Burn Circle interchange. You have that Burn Circle project that continues throughout the entire summer. And the Jane Addams heading eastbound is heavy between Randall Road and Route 31 because of construction in the area. Tonight, 67 and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 84 and sunny. Currently, 91. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The issue is one of our reliance on technology.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
We talk about our susceptibility to terrorist attacks.
That's why you have to have a backup plan. That's why you should store cash in your house somewhere. You might want to stock up on water and food. I've prepared myself in ways I'm not ready to disclose here.
Are you going to take off on a spaceship? Are you and your family going to bury yourselves in a time capsule?
If something happens, I will be able to protect myself and my family.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
No one ever imagines facing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia and needing full-time care, but it happens. And deciding on the right residential care for mom or dad can be a monumental task. There is a memory care community that focuses on helping your parent or loved one with dementia light up and live life to the fullest, making them feel like family. Autumn Leaves Memory Care Communities see past the diagnosis to the person you know, that your dad was a fantastic cook or that your mom loved to dance, a person who deserves so much more than being just an Alzheimer's patient. Whether it's through yoga and music therapy or simply by cooking them their favorite meal, Autumn Leaves strives to stimulate their minds and bodies to respect and nurture the person you care so much about. See for yourself the difference Autumn Leaves communities can mean for your family. Autumn Leaves, dedicated solely to the unique needs of memory care patients.
Autumn Leaves has 10 locations in the Chicagoland area offering day-stay respite and assisted living programs. Call 888-662-8886 or visit autumnleaves.com.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage Chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome once again to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of Get Down to Business, where we speak to presidents, CEOs, business owners, and share their stories and best practices with you, our listeners. I am Dick Smith, your host. I'm the CEO business coach and an award-winning chair for Vistage International. I'm very pleased to have with us as our guest tonight, Scott Lasasso. He's founder and president of Lasasso Integrated Marketing. They're headquartered in Chicago. And from their website at Lasasso Integrated Marketing, creativity meets accountability. Marketing leadership is no longer based on the largest budgets or the flashiest creative, we know. Lasasso Integrated Marketing wins battles in the trenches, integrating a full arsenal of creative and technical marketing talents to drive customer engagement, lead generation, and brand growth. Creativity, accountability, results. That's what Lasasso Integrated Marketing approach is to build your brand. So Scott leads the integrated marketing company with a constant focus on evolution and performance measurements. His background is in direct response advertising, and he was the architect of response branding, a process for building brands through programs that are dynamic, customer-centric, and measurable. Scott was the founding member of the Lasasso team in 1989. So again, welcome to the Playmakers Spotlight, Scott Lasasso.
Thanks for having me, Dick.
Hey, tell us a little bit about what inspired you. Our listeners like to hear about inspirations. How did a guy decide to start a company? Tell us that story.
Well, it was 25 years ago. I was 22. I needed a job. I was actually selling media at the time. And I really enjoyed marketing, but I didn't like the single solution that I had to offer. And no matter what somebody's problem was, I had one thing to sell.
Yeah, and that was radio sponsor.
Yeah, that was radio.
Well, we like that around here.
Radio's good.
Never lose your company and come back to work here.
Appreciate that.
Hey, tell us about your areas of expertise. What's the big deal here about Lasasso Integrated Marketing?
Well, you know, over the years, we've worked with clients in a lot of different industries. Right now, we have a strong base of business in a few categories that include manufacturing, agriculture, construction, outdoor, and education. So we have a fairly broad base of experience. The common thread, I guess, is that we really look for companies that are committed to evolution and sort of marketing leadership. There's just a lot of change in the industry, and we, you know, work well with clients that are committed to making sort of the change to modernize.
You want clients that are change agents. They're accepting the challenge of change in the marketplace and how to go to market differently.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So what distinguishes Lasasso Integrated Marketing from all the many competitors in B2B and B2C marketing?
Yeah, there are a lot of good agencies in Chicago, and we're certainly not the only agency that has really committed to, you know, building a fully integrated team. But I think that, you know, we've really focused on putting everything under one roof that you need to deliver modern marketing. And as a result, the mix of people that we have on staff and the talents and the capabilities is quite different than it was a few years ago. So just to kind of keep up with the change, you have to have people that are playing different roles than we did a few years ago.
So talk to me about what are some of those roles under one roof?
I mean, there's a lot of it is focused on digital marketing. Uh-huh. There's web development. There's uh-huh. analytics, uh-huh. Video and uh-huh. content development. Uh-huh. Marketing today is just so cross-platform, multi-screen. Uh-huh. And to really achieve integration, having one team working on that in one location right. helps us be a lot more nimble and responsive and effective, really.
Gotcha. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, brought to you in part by Vistage International, the world's largest CEO and business owner private advisory board organization. And we're talking to Scott Lasasso. He's founder and president of the Lasasso Integrated Marketing Company in Chicago. So, Scott, we talked earlier in the lobby about a comment about Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky was one of the finest hockey players of all times, and they say they interviewed him once, and they said, well, what makes you so different from others? He said, well, other hockey players go to where the puck is, and I go to where I think the puck is going to be, right? And more often than
that,
he's correct.
Right.
I sort of think that's sort of like your role, right? Isn't that you're trying to look way out there in the distance as to where things are going?
Yeah, I mean, marketing? You know, there we do. We cover a lot of conferences, and we try and pay attention to a lot of the changes in our industry. And you know, we sort of look at that as part of our role to help our clients see what's coming. And we recognize that things change fast, and nobody has all the answers, mm-hmm. and they're not really supposed to have all the answers. But if you study it and you look at it and you conduct research and you invest in strategic planning, you're going to be ahead of
your competition.
So I'm guessing you would say there's no one right mix for all companies. It's really dependent on where they're at in their space and competition and all that kind of stuff. So so what are your issues that you face in strategic marketing, integrated marketing today? Without spilling the candy for all your competitors who are listening to the show tonight, give us your secret sauce.
We're pretty transparent about that stuff. I mean, I think that, our secret sauce is just recognizing that we have to do things differently than we used to. Uh-huh. And it's a different approach to planning and allocating budgets. And, we just find that if you don't sort of take a zero-based approach and say, okay, how should we approach things? How would we approach things if we were new to the industry or new to the category? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The problem is, or one of the common problems is that we find year over year clients go through their planning process and they based next year's budget on last year's budget.
Sure.
And the challenge there is that with all the change in the industry, some of the most important things are the last to get funded.
Yeah. So, you want clients, I assume, that aren't looking at marketing as an expense, but rather an investment, right? Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I think that everybody seems to be under the pressure to demonstrate return on investment, right?
Sure.
I mean, we're constantly, it's sort of an evergreen request to do more with less.
Absolutely.
Or the same.
Sure.
and demonstrate. And to really demonstrate the effectiveness, you have to invest in things like tracking and measurement and analytics and mm-hmm. things that people aren't, historically they haven't spent money on.
Yeah. Who is a famous marketing executive that says, I know 50% of my marketing budget's working, I just don't know which 50%.
I believe that was Wanamaker.
Oh, that's right. Hey, tell us a little bit about your typical customer profile. I assume you want customers that want to put their marketing budget in your very capable hands. You're in good hands with LaSalle.
Yeah. I mean, we typically work with larger companies, so we're a smaller agency. We have 38 people, so we're not too small, but we're not too big.
Yeah.
But we typically work with larger companies. And I think that we do well with companies that want an agency as a partner and mm-hmm. are willing to work transparently. We have clients that have very lean teams and we have clients with large teams.
Yep.
And the challenge is to really work in a collaborative way and figure out, okay, the talents on both sides have to come together as a team and we have to tackle sort of the issues of the day.
That's a part, a little bit of your best customer profile looks like that, right? Anything else about a customer? Are you better with mid-sized companies versus Fortune 500? Are you across?
Well, we've been successful with both.
Oh.
I think that the key is finding people that where you have sort of aligned thinking,
Okay.
People that are committed to sort of marketing leadership and working collaboratively.
Gotcha. How important is your culture at your firm, how important is it to your success, your people?
Well, we actually focus a lot on culture. We have quarterly what we call vision and culture meetings. We're pretty transparent with our finances and revenues and expectations.
Mm-hmm. Are you sort of open book?
Yeah, we are.
Really? Is that unusual?
Yeah. We just find that the more people know about the business that we're in, the better they're able to do their job. And so I'd say our culture is casual but hardworking. We have a lot of different types of people. We have dogs running around. And
I like it. So give me your vision for 3 to 5 years from now as we're starting to run out of time here.
Okay. I think that we're going to continue to do the things that we do to try and bring integration from in all ways, really. I mean, communication is very much about communicating transparently with your customers and serving them content and information and marketing mm-hmm. in their preferred environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, mobile's a big, a big influence on where people need to be thinking. And, we've had a history of steady growth, long-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a person that, wants growth for the sake of growth. We just want to find, like-minded clients and continue to build our success story, make it another 25 years.
Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time, but I want to thank Scott Lasasso, president and founder of Lasasso Integrated Marketing, for being with us today. Scott, you and your team have a wonderful success story already, and you epitomize the entrepreneurial spirit, a guy at 22 starting this business, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I had a lot of help, and I still do. So.
And your website is www. LOSASSO.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, www.losasso.com. That's how folks should get a hold of you. Thanks again, Scott, for being with us, and I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in to the Playmaker Spotlight with me, your host, Dick Smith. You can reach me on LinkedIn or at dick.smith@vistagechair.com. And now back to Get Down to Business with my buddy Shalom Klein.
On Thursday, August 6th in Cleveland, Ohio.
I'll come early. I'm ready to debate.
And the only place you'll hear it live on the radio is right here on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm embarrassed for those who did not come.
Catch this special broadcast presented by Saul Z and the Z Realty Team beginning at 8 p.m. on August 6th following a special extended broadcast of The Joe Walsh Show.
You shouldn't have said this. You shouldn't have said that.
Only on AM 560.
We've come to take our country back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Wildfires continue to scorch forests and threaten homes in several western states, the biggest in the Lower Lake area north of San Francisco.
180 fire engines. We have 37 water tenders. We have 19 helicopters. We have 4 air tankers. We have 37 hand crews.
CAL FIRE spokesman Jason Shanley, 12,000 residents have been forced from their homes due to that fire, at least 50 structures destroyed. In Illinois, one person killed, 3 seriously hurt when a tent collapsed in a storm at the Wooddale Prairie Fest. Police spokesman Craig Celia.
We are currently working to make notifications to the family of the victim. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. The DuPage County Coroner and DuPage County Sheriff's Office is assisting Wooddale with the investigation.
Witnesses say they saw the tent blow up in the air and land on several people. As many as 20 were taken to the hospital. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the Indiana Toll Road eastbound near State Road 49, there's a vehicle fire taking out the right-hand lane. Also slow on the Indiana Toll Road eastbound between Calumet and US 20. On 94 eastbound between State Road 149 and State Road 49 slows down. Also westbound, it's heavy between 421 and State Road 49. 8094, a little heavy westbound between I-65 and Kennedy Avenue. The Chicago Skyway westbound is heavy between 73rd Street and the Dan Ryan. I-57 southbound, north of 159th. Watch out for a large bumper. It's taking out the center lane. And on the Jane Addams heading eastbound between Randall Road and Route 31, traffic pretty heavy because of construction. Tonight, 67 and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 84 and sunny. Currently, it's 91. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. Tasty Catering is bringing outdoor happiness to you and your coworkers in a variety of forms this picnic season.
Down-home barbecue, street tacos, sausages and sandwiches, steaks, chops, fish, Greek feasts, pig roasts, the list goes on.
Tasty Catering picnic foods are getting more deliciously sophisticated than ever, too, which means you can meet everyone's needs with even more great picnic food options.
Organic, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan and dairy-free options never tasted so picnicky.
Your picnic doesn't stop with amazing freshly grilled food, entertainment, rentals, decor, venue selection. Get everything you need with one single call to Tasty Catering.
Inflatables and crafts for the kids, games and athletics for the teenagers, beverage packages and entertainment options for the adults. There's so much to choose from.
The best company picnics start at TastyCatering.com. View picnic menus, entertainment options, picnic spots, and more when you visit TastyCatering.com.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, you're listening to Get Down to Business, where you can find all of our podcasts online at ShalomKlein.com. And now, back to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and we're thrilled to have Joel White from the Council for Affordable Health Coverage. Thanks for joining us, Joel, on the program.
Yeah, you're welcome, and good to be here.
All right. So, Joel, you've got your work cut out. I know over the past few weeks, many, many small business owners have been swarming D.C. to oppose Obamacare fines. Can you tell us the latest about what's going on in the regulatory world and what your advocacy efforts are all about?
Yeah, and you need to stick with me a little bit here because, as with things healthcare and Obamacare related, it gets a little complicated, but let's break it down. I think most people know that the Affordable Care Act requires individuals and larger businesses to provide health coverage or to obtain health coverage. But for small businesses, those with less than 50 employees, there's no employer mandate. There's no requirement that they actually provide health care coverage to employees. But I think a lot of small businesses want to do right by their employees. They help them with their health care costs through a number of different vehicles. 32% of them provide health coverage, for example. But 14% of them take advantage of an account called a health reimbursement arrangement. And these are tax-preferred accounts. They're deductible to the employer, and they're excludable from income to the employee. These are accounts that are set up by employers that help people afford things like maybe they've got an individual insurance policy and they use it for a premium, or it's for a preventive physical once a year, or maybe for eyeglasses, things like that. Well, because these things are accounts, the IRS in 2013 issued a revenue ruling, and they said, well, they're not really accounts. They're actually group health plans because they're offered by an employer. And because they're group health plans, they've got to meet all of the Affordable Care Act, all the Obamacare mandates, things like no cost sharing for preventive coverage, no limit, no dollar limit on annual and lifetime benefits. Well, because the average contribution to the account is about $1,000, by definition, these things have an annual limit. And so as of July 1, what the IRS has said is that these accounts, if they're not paired with a major medical policy, will subject employers with less than all employers, but any employer who doesn't offer it with major medical would get subject to $100 per employee per day fine.
Wow.
That's $36,500 per year.
An IRS healthcare fine that could total $36,500. That can have devastating impacts. And we're not talking about something a year in the future. We're talking about something, Joel, if I understand correctly, that actually began July 1.
July 1. So we just got through our first month's worth of penalties. And you know, for a lot of small businesses, they set these accounts up. You know, maybe their plan year runs June to June. They don't all run on a calendar year. They've made promises to their employees and said, I'm going to provide this HRA to you. Well, they're starting to get notices to say, well, these things, in fact, are subject now to $100 per employee per day fine. Well, we just got through 31 days. That's potentially $3,100 per employee in fines.
So, Joel, what reaction are you getting on Capitol Hill? Is there any potential that the burden can be lightened on small business owners and so many other people out there that will be impacted by this fine that, as you said a moment ago, can total as much as $36,500
per employee.
Per employee.
The reaction I'm getting from Republicans and Democrats alike is, are you kidding me? Like, seriously, are you kidding me? This is the ruling because, again, they're small businesses. They want to do right by their employees, and they're getting fined for doing it, okay? And there's no employer mandate on these guys.
So if that's the reaction, what's next?
So that was the first reaction. The second reaction is we got a couple of congressmen, Mike Thompson from California, Democrat, and Charles Bustani from Louisiana, Republican, and then Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa and Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, who have introduced legislation to basically repeal the fine for small businesses, anyone with less than 50 employees. And we're strongly supportive of that. We'd encourage anyone who's listening out there to go to cahc.net. There's a take action page there. You just click on that. You can see the who your member of Congress is. We need to contact these guys, tell them to support that bill. Put their name on the dotted line and sign up as a co-sponsor.
I'm looking at the page right now, cahc.net, and we're talking with Joel White, who is the president of the Council for Affordable Health Coverage in D.C., and you're very involved in leading that fight, are really important to small business owners and, frankly, important to employees as well. So, Joel, we are quickly running out of time. Tell me, was the council formed as a reaction to Obamacare, or were you around before as well?
We've been around since 2001, and so we've been fighting for affordable coverage for almost two decades now. The problem is we're not even close. I mean, what we see out there is health costs rising faster than incomes, faster than GDP, and so we're actually losing ground on the affordability battle.
Well, keep up that fight. Keep up that fight, Joel. We need the Council for Affordable Health Coverage. Joel, one more time, the website where you're asking our listeners to take action.
Go to cahc.net.
Cahc.net. Joel, we will keep in touch with you and follow up, have you back on the show to continue the discussion about the impact on small business and employees. Thanks for joining us. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Don't touch the dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens at Peterson Avenue, the ramp remains closed after some tree debris fell down. Lake Cook to the junction is 20 minutes, though. On the outbound lanes from Junction to Lake Cook, that's 20 minutes as well. Kennedy inbound, a little slow between the Tri-State and Cumberland, also heavy between the Junction and the Circle Interchange. O'Hare to downtown, 27 minutes from the Junction is 17. Outbound lanes, a little slow between the Junction and Cumberland. Downtown to the Junction, 11. Out to O'Hare, 28. The express lanes are looking good. Eisenhower inbound, Thorndale to the post office, 32 minutes from Mannheim is 17. On the Stevenson heading outbound from Lakeshore Drive to Cicero is 16 to the Tri-State 30 to 355 is 40 minutes. Tonight, 67 and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 84 and sunny. Currently, it's 91 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you or someone you know has emphysema or chronic bronchitis and problems sleeping, then please listen to this important message. Researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago are testing a program for improving sleep in people with COPD. Volunteers will participate in a six-session program with a three-month follow-up. Health evaluations include an overnight sleep study, lung function tests, two blood draws, and questionnaires. Subjects will be compensated for their time. All program activities and testing are free. Easy access parking is also included at no charge. For more information, call Mary Capella, PhD RN, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 312-996-1575. This study is funded by the National Institutes of Health. That number again is 312-996-1575. 312-996-1575.
Well, we promised you a lot more information, and we are going to deliver. I've got Paul Avram from Workplace Solutions, part of the Tandem HR family of companies. Paul, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Shalom.
So, Paul, you are an expert on a lot of things, employer and employees. So I got a lot of questions for you, Paul.
Sure.
What kind of services does an EAP, and if you don't mind explaining what an EAP is, provide for employees, much like many of our listeners?
Okay. What an employee assistance program, we provide a number of services both for both the employer and the employees. When people think of employee assistance programs, they typically think, well, these are, you know, these are the type of things or type of services where somebody, maybe they're in trouble or maybe they need to get some help. And yeah, we do handle some of those serious problems, but the majority of what we do is we do a lot of counseling for employees, and we do a lot of counseling for the employers as well. And what we do is we do counseling, and the majority of it is going to be everyday stress and anxiety. It's going to be relationship type problems. We do handle some of those more serious problems, more, you know, some of the more serious mental health type of problems for employees. But the majority, overwhelming majority, is the day-to-day, everyday stress and anxiety. We also do a lot of what we call work-life legal financial services, trying to find resources and things for the employees to help not only just with their mental health issues or their mental health needs, but also those everyday things like, you know, maybe they need to find a babysitter, or maybe they need to find a daycare provider, elder care services for mom or dad. Any number of things, anything that we can do to help take some of that everyday stress off of the employee.
That's a lot of services. So what do you find most employees are taking advantage of and which not so much?
Well, first of all, I would say definitely the counseling. We get the majority of people are calling for our counseling services. Again, maybe it's a problem they had with a loved one or something along those lines. The other thing we see a lot of is legal services, because we do provide referrals for our attorneys to do free consultations with our employees, with the employees. And so it's those situations where maybe you just have one or two questions and you don't want to spend a lot of money on an attorney. I can get those questions answered, and I can get those questions answered for free. And it's amazing how some of those little questions that just kind of get to the employees, how much it can stress out.
We're talking with Paul Avram of Workplace Solutions, part of the Tandem HR family of companies, and we're talking about employee assistance programs and a lot of resources. But all those resources, it's great for employees. How is this benefiting managers and the employers?
Well, when you think about it, when it comes down to, and I heard you speaking earlier about healthcare costs, you think it impacts it directly in terms of healthcare costs, because the more that employees use the employee assistance program, the less medical claims that you're making, the less mental health claims that you're making on your insurance. But not only that, when it comes to stress and anxiety that you feel, the more stressed out that we feel, the more susceptible we are to illness or disease, and the more time we're taking off, and the more days, even when we are there, we're not entirely there as employees. So when it comes to employers to making their life a little bit easier, the more an employee is there actually physically at the job, the more they can focus on what they need to do, and the less time employers and supervisors and managers have to do, have less time they have to spend filling in for them, because
sure,
that work doesn't go away.
Do you think it's fair to say that the EAP programs are helping to make managers and employers responsibilities and their role more productive?
Absolutely. Absolutely more productive. Because when you're, as a manager, when you're having to worry about, well, you know, performance issues with your staff, whether they're at work or they're not at work, or they're being distracted while they're at work, the more that they're distracted, the more, again, that work does not go away. The more that you have to jump in as a manager or maybe get other team members to do that, and the more you're jumping in for somebody else, the less time you have to spend on doing your own work and the less productive you are.
So EAP programs are productive and useful for both employers and employees. That's what we're hearing from Paul Avram of Workplace Solutions. Paul, is the EAP program, is that something that that only massive companies can implement, or is this something that some version of it can be implemented in small businesses as well?
Oh, we have very large corporations. We have very small ones. We have corporations. I have clients that only have 5, 6, 7 employees.
Wow. Yeah. That's fascinating. So Workplace Solutions, how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing this for about 2 years now.
Fantastic. So sticking to that theme of trying to make it a less stressful work environment, talking about getting rid of stress, it is the summer. Paul, do you have any summer plans? Where's your favorite place to vacation?
My favorite place to vacation is Disney World. We're taking we're going down as a family in September, and we're going to take our goddaughter there for the very first time.
Fantastic. And because you practice what you preach, you're probably taking all of your employee clients with you so they can reduce some stress. And I'm thrilled to report over here on Get Down to Business that Get Down to Business will be going on the road. We're joining Paul at Disney World. No, I hope your wife isn't listening, because she's probably scared that your family vacation is just gone rogue. So once again, we're talking with Paul Avram of Workplace Solutions. Great advice on EAP programs that it sounds like are really realistic and practical for small businesses, for big businesses, productive for employers, managers, and employees. Really fantastic. We've got about 30 seconds remaining, Paul. How can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about implementing this in their business?
They can get a hold of us at Workplace Solutions at 1-800-327-5071, or they can reach us on the internet at www.seap.com.
SEAP.com. Fantastic resources, fantastic advice for our small business listeners. We'll be sure to have you back on to continue that conversation. As promised, after the break, I'm going to be talking about business development. I've got some tips, advice, and information for you. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We're powered by Tandem HR. Don't touch that dial.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs, and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to plan the perfect outing for your kids or the youth group they're involved in. It's time to make it fun again by planning your child's next personal or group outing to the Fall Festival at Donley's Wild West Town in Union, Illinois. Starting weekends on September 26th through October, groups will enjoy all rides and attractions in one low admission price. From pony rides and gold panning to roller coasters and canoe rides, you'll see smiles for miles. Plus, it wouldn't be a fall festival without a free pumpkin for each child, along with a pumpkin decorating contest and spooky train ride. Book your youth group outing today for the Fall Festival at Donley's Wild West Town. Visit wildwesttown.com or call 815-923-9000. 815-923-9000. Donley's Wild West Town.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The answer: there are many reasons why you may not want to enter the arena to negotiate a deal with a large company. Best captured in Mark Anderson's blog post, The Moby Dick Theory of Big Companies. I would encourage you to check that out online. However, if your business does depend on deals with big companies for success, you better come into that arena with more than your stones in sling. Here are some tips that I've found successful getting a partnership deal signed, getting launched as material for another post. Swarm the organization. You need as many contacts in your target company as possible. This is essential. You have no idea which groups will ultimately have decision-making power on your product or service. Could be procurement, product management, engineering, business development, or any number of other hidden deciders in the organization. You need to be able to ride out the churn. So you find 10 solid contacts in all the right departments, but by the time the deal is getting done, 8 of your 10 contacts have left for greener pastures. One large company that I spoke with ultimately closed, and they had 5 reorganizations and 6 people resign. You need more contacts. The more contacts, the better. Get your sponsor. Get somebody who's willing to stick out for you, somebody who's willing to put their name on the line. You need really good contacts and do their work. Every company, big and small, is resource constrained. When every large company's project backlog stretches 20 years into the future, how do you squeeze in? The same way smarter kids have kept bullies from stuffing them in lockers for generations. You do the work for them. Guarantee your target engineering hours. Provide references on how your last project was integrated successfully. And tier up and pair up. Carefully consider your pitch team before walking into each pitch meeting. Even if you're just a few people, you need to match your tiny organization to the pyramid of that target company. Don't forget, in special cases, you can leverage your team of advisors and investors to be a part of your pitch team pyramid. Always peer up. CEOs don't attend every meeting. VPs meet the VP or CEO. Product meets with product and so forth. This also provides you with a great opportunity for an escalation path when the time comes. Bring the product and engineers to the table. If you're too small to have a sales engineer, make sure to get some time allotted from your product and development team to come along to those important meetings. And sell on fear. Selling on fear that your target will miss out is a great way to get a slow-moving big company to move. And hold an offsite to launch and to close. It creates some sort of celebration that people can look forward to once the deal is closed. Everyone deserves the chance to celebrate their hard work and kick off a great partnership. Above all else, don't forget that even after all of your maneuvering, your sling and a handful of rocks are still your best weapon. Know your product, believe in your team, and pitch honestly and aggressively about your small startup's ability to create real change for that massive corporation. Who knows? One day your company might be 30 feet tall and staring down at the little guy slinging rocks. When that day comes, don't be surprised if you find me in the neighborhood. Now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Don't write someone off as a valuable contact just because they may not fit the profile of the type of professional you're seeking to meet. The quality and size of an individual's network is a valuable commodity that should not be overlooked, and it is not always immediately apparent. Tomorrow morning on AM 560 The Answer, I'll be on with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson on The Morning Answer at 8:38 a.m. talking about reducing regulation on small business. Tune in, listen to me, Shalom Klein, your host of Get Down to Business on The Morning Show right here on AM 560 The Answer. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Check them out online. Many great resources and information, including you can find them more about workplace solutions, part of the Tandem HR family of companies, and you heard from Paul earlier on the program. Check them out, TandemHR.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. You heard Chris Everett, the founder of Everett Wealth Solutions, earlier on the program talking about wealth leaks, Social Security, and many other important topics. Get a hold of her at 708-771-7777. We had a great show, great lineup. Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions. We spoke with Joel White on the council for affordable health coverage and Paul Avram of Workplace Solutions. Next week, we've got another great show lined up for you. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 30